The chapter on Sunday labor. The short section on religious liberty interests contained a chapter on Sunday labor, written August 17, 1902. In this, Ellen White counseled that rather than to defy civil authorities where there were Sunday laws, Seventh-day Adventists could well use the day in various lines of missionary endeavors, see pages 232-233. This was to cause considerable discussion in the months to come. There were those who asserted that the chapter actually represented a major switch in Ellen White's teaching and that it advocated Sunday sacredness. A. T. Jones claimed this in an antagonistic leaflet, AGD to WCW, July 4, 1910. Some suggested that a person other than Ellen White may have written the chapter, or perhaps it was material not intended for general reading. In midsummer of 1910, Ellen White wrote positively in dealing with the questions. I wish to write words that shall remove from the minds of any of my brethren the impression that I did not, before their publication, read the pages in Testimony for the Church, Volume 9, relating to Sunday labor. I read this matter before it went to the printer, and have read it several times from the book, and I can see nothing in it to give anyone reason to say that Sunday keeping is there taught. Neither does the counsel there given contradict the Bible nor former testimonies. I have given not one word to sustain Sunday keeping. In my writings will be found the most positive statements concerning the Lord's requirements to observe the Holy Sabbath, because that on the seventh day Jehovah rested. He sanctified that day and set it apart, and gave it to man to be observed most sacredly. The president of the General Conference at about the same time made a clear-cut statement in a letter to a young minister who was troubled about the question, and gave his understanding of the part played by Ellen White's assistance in preparing matter for publication. Said Daniels. 1. Sister White certainly wrote Volume 9 of the Testimonies. Volume 9 was prepared the same as other volumes. 2. The testimony to which you refer concerning Sunday laws was written to the leaders of the work in Australasia at a time when they very much needed counsel on the question involved. The same question had come up in Europe, and you are perhaps aware that our brethren in the Basel Publishing House took a very firm, unrelenting stand on the question of running the publishing house on Sunday. They defied the authorities, and the authorities closed up the house, sold the furniture and facilities to pay the fines, and lodged Elder Holzer in jail for 40 days. As we look back upon that experience, it seems that our brethren took an extreme view of their duty, and that the work of God was hindered thereby. We reached a time in Australia when we needed counsel on this same point, and the testimony above referred to came at the right time, and was followed in a reasonable way. Knowing that our people were needing the same counsel in many parts of the world, Sister White decided to publish that testimony in Volume 9. The brethren in Australia did not go to extremes in either direction in this matter. Then Daniels explained his understanding of how the work was done not only on Volume 9 but also in the preparation of the other testimony volumes. 3. Now I will tell you briefly how the work is done. Assisted by one or two literary workers who keep her files and are in close touch with her work, she makes a collection of the most important testimony she has received, which she feels impressed should be published for the benefit of all the people. There are many which apply locally and are never published, but those which contain important principles which all the people ought to know, she selects to publish in the testimonies. This plan was followed in preparing Volume 9 the same as all other numbers. The person selected to assist her in her literary work makes corrections and changes and adjustments in the language which will make the testimonies read more smoothly and clearly. But every such correction or change is submitted to Sister White. Every night when the secretary has completed his work, the copy with the corrections is placed where Sister White can find it early the next morning. She often rises between 1 and 3 o'clock in the morning and does her best work while it is quiet. During the early hour she goes carefully over such matter, to make certain that the thought has not in any way been changed. Thus every line that goes out over her signature goes with her approval. Coming back to the immediate question, Daniels pointed out that God gives advanced light according to the experience and need of the church. I do not believe that the testimonies in Volume 9 contradict any former testimonies with regard to Sunday labor or any other points. We should bear in mind that Christian experience is progressive, and that the testimonies have taught advanced principles year by year as the work has progressed and as the people have been prepared to receive new light. If you examine the first volumes of the testimonies, you will find that only the ABCs of many principles and truths were at first presented. These have been developed from time to time since. One who is hunting for technicalities and trying to find a basis for doubts will have opportunity to find apparent discrepancies in the testimonies. This might also be said of the scriptures. The Lord has seen fit to present the truth in such a way that those who are inclined to doubt can always find a peg on which to hang their doubts. It is my conviction, however, that there is beautiful harmony running through all the testimonies from the first to the last, and that these harmonize with the scriptures. A.G.D. To W. Duce, June 23, 1910.